Talk to the problems in the Nelson Mandela Bay Metropole, where a coalition of opposition parties have been trying for a while now to introduce, vote on and pass a motion of no confidence. Well, primarily in Athol Trollope, the mayor, but also in the speaker, Jonathan Lowak, failed again today. And I'm not quite sure why, but the session was postponed. Rochelle de Kock is politics editor at the Herald newspaper in Port Elizabeth. Rochelle, why did today's motion of no confidence not get debated and voted on?
Good afternoon to all the listeners. Well, today, essentially, opposition parties walked out of the council meeting. They complained about not receiving the council agendas within the stipulated time frames of 5 working days before the meeting was meant to sit. But ultimately, it was a case of realizing that the numbers were not in their favor. The opposition parties who have been basically begging and petitioning the speaker to have a council meeting to debate these motions, but when it came down to it today, they walked out and effectively left the council without a quorum to be able to sit.
So rather than suffer the embarrassment of losing again, they decided to disrupt council business, not just the vote, but all the other business which would have been decided on by the full meeting of the council today. That also has to stand aside because they did not want to be seen to lose again.
That's definitely how one can view it. They've given, I would call frivolous, really, excuses, about the fact that the time frames and, and saying that the speaker would or the DA would later challenge this meeting and, saying that it was an illegal meeting, should they take any decisions. But quite honestly, I think in the bigger scheme of things, they could have come and faced and once and for all tabled these motions to see which way they were going to go. But as you said, rather than suffer the embarrassment, they've decided to walk out. And essentially, the problem is in Nelson Mandela Bay, the last time a meeting actually sat for, up until the very end was on February the 27th. Since then, every single meeting has either been ended up in screaming matches, adjournments. They just don't sit. There were 2 special sittings where they approved the budget eventually, and that was after a few attempts also, and another long service bonus item, and that also took a couple of attempts. So it's really ultimately just hampering service delivery and progress in the city, and all of these things have been causing a major backlog, I imagine, in the administration because they're just not forging ahead.
And it is primarily the Patriotic Alliance, which is the kind of important swing vote here. And in the last time that there was a vote was held, the Patriotic Alliance councillor voted with the DA and its other coalition partners, and that led to the motion being defeated. And I think it was last week or the week before that person said, no, I'm going to vote this time with the UDM, the EFF and the ANC. Mm. But then Julius Malema had some ugly things to say about the National Patriotic Alliance leader, Gayton McKenzie, and that took them out of the coalition. So, none of this is for, well, it doesn't seem from a distance to be anything about principle and about performance.
Definitely. The Patriotic Alliance last week, when they made, actually 2 weeks ago, they made the pronouncement that, the councillor, the lone PA councillor here in Nelson Mandela Bay, made the pronouncement that he's not happy. He feels that, people in the northern areas, which are your predominantly coloured residents in Mandela Bay, that they have been neglected, and they feel that the DA is focused only on your so-called, what they call white areas or your suburbs. And, they stuck to this for like 2 weeks, and last week pronouncing that no, they are going to be supporting this move to remove Athol Trollope and as well as the coalition government. Then there was a decision taken by all the national leaders, well, barring the EFF, that this PA councillor then be made mayor. And the EFF later backtracked and said, no, we will never support a party that is comprised of thugs and unrepentant fraudsters, they call them. And that is ultimately the bone of contention, because the PA, we know the history between the PA leader and EFF Commander-in-Chief Julius Malema. They are, you know, they slur insults and so on at each other at every opportunity. They're not, they are, for lack of a better word, they are enemies, if I can put it that way. And it was very interesting to see that at some point they were planning to, they were actually sitting down and, well, not Malema himself, but representatives of the EFF, actually sitting down and trying to see if they can form a government. That didn't last long. And ultimately the PA felt that they can't join forces with the EFF, because apparently at a meeting, you know, held in Port Elizabeth last night, the EFF would not back down from the stance of calling them all sorts of names, according to the Patriotic Alliance. There's nothing about principles, nothing about the residents necessarily.
And Rochelle, the ANC period in charge of Nelson Mandela Bay, I think there's plentiful evidence that that was pretty disastrous. A lot of that evidence was collected by Crispin Olver in his book, How to Steal a City. The DA claims that in the 2 years it has been in power, that there has been significant progress. They sent out a statement, which I know you will have seen, that the municipality is now for the first time in many years liquid. It's got 2 billion rand in the bank. It recently received a AAA credit rating, that it has achieved record levels of spending in the financial year. Spending in respect of the urban settlements development grant at 97% is one of the best spending performances in the country this year. The coalition administration has successfully exposed and stopped corruption on contracts to the tune of 1,615 million rand, eradicated 9,046 bucket toilets, etc., etc., managed to triple the number of annual jobs created by the expanded public works program. So the coalition is singing its praises. Is that to any extent deserved? It's impossible for me to know from Cape Town.
You know, to an extent, I have to agree that, you know, I think it wasn't an easy job, but the DA and its coalition partners have been trying. And the one thing that they did when they came and they said, well, we'll have all these investigations into corruption, what has actually come of that has yet to be seen. It's been 2 years. They made all sorts of promises of we'll make, you know, all these forensic reports public, and we've yet to see a single forensic report publicized by the DA and its coalition partners. So whether or not they effectively have dealt with corruption, as they put it, is under dispute. I haven't seen any concrete evidence. I don't see anyone has actually ended up in jail or, you know, fired for this because of evidence that maybe, you know, they have gathered and so on. And also, you know, financially, the municipality is doing a loss. There's been a deficit in the last financial year, more than 250 million rand. They don't seem to think that that's a bad thing, but, you know, I don't think we can they can comfortably say that, you know, the municipality is in the best financial state that it's been in. I have to say, during Danny Yordan's short term here in Nelson Mandela Bay, they were doing well as well. There were 2 billion rand in the bank. The revenue collection rate was reasonably sound. So, I mean, it's just a party that's singing its praises. I'm not saying it's doing a bad job, but it's not doing the best yet.
Rochelle de Kock, politics editor at the Herald newspaper in Port Elizabeth.